News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We're expecting cloudy skies and temperatures in the 50s through the overnight tonight. It's 5:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Federal authorities are waiting to see what happens to an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico that's on fire due to a gas blowout. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more from Miami.
Firefighter ships and cutters from the Coast Guard are on hand to tackle the burning oil rig 55 miles off the Louisiana coast.
But as long as the well is on fire, it's dispersing the methane, and also it doesn't cause a pollution source to hit the water.
Says Earl Hughes with the Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana government. The rig workers were all safely evacuated after yesterday's blowout. The well was not being drilled at the time, but being prepped to start producing oil. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Acting on a recent ruling that says the state's permit process is constitutional, Capitol Police have made arrests inside the Rotunda in Madison. Bill Dunn of Middleton is among those issued a $200 ticket for assembling without a proper permit.
I'll plead not guilty because it's a public forum where people have the right to gather and petition their government.
Senator Bob Jack was present for the ticketing and spoke to protesters and reporters.
Is this really the message we want to send to the rest of the world, that this is Wisconsin, a place where people can't come and express themselves in their state capital? That's baloney.
No total on the number of tickets issued. However, several people who were ticketed returned to the Rotunda and were ticketed again. The name of the royal baby has been revealed. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have christened their first child, George Alexander Louis. The 8-pound, 6-ounce boy was born on Monday afternoon. The child is now third in line for the British throne. New York mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner says he'll be staying in the race. Weiner held a press conference yesterday to address the report that it said he sent sexually explicit messages and pictures to a woman after he resigned from Congress for doing the same thing. Wrigley Field is about to get a new look. The Chicago City Council has signed off on a $500 million renovation of the club, including more luxury boxes, a jumbotron, new clubhouses, and a hotel across the street. The team will be paying for all the improvements itself. Sports tonight, it's the Brewers versus the Padres. We've got pregame for you at 6:35. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for Central Wisconsin. We are expecting partly cloudy skies through the overnight tonight, a low around 55. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 77. Thursday night, showers and storms likely, otherwise cloudy with a low around 60. Showers and storms again on Friday with a high near 71. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.